With us now is Claudia Cangilla McAdam, and she is an author who has written more than 24 books for teens and for children. She has 4 books coming out this year, including the one we're going to talk about now, a wonderful children's book that deals with the last days of Jesus. It's called The Wordless Weaver. Thank you so much for being with us today, Ms. McAdam.
Hello, Father. Thank you for having me.
So you have 4 books coming out this year, huh?
It's a busy year, so thanks be to God. He has been guiding my career in a wonderful manner, and I give him all the praise and glory.
Well, I really love your book, The Wordless Weaver, as I was looking at it today. It's a very interesting book, the story about a little girl named Shira, a little Jewish girl at the time of Jesus, and the encounters that she has and the things that she's able to do, really, to help the Lord.
Exactly. She's a young girl in Jerusalem at the time of Jesus, and she loves him and wants to tell him of her love for him, but she is mute. And because she can't speak, she can't partake in the praise and the hymns when Jesus enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. So instead, she works at her loom because she's a weaver that's known throughout Jerusalem, and her work rivals that of the best weavers in far-off Syria. And on the day that Jesus dies, she makes a gift of her most perfect work from her loom, and it becomes his burial shroud. So it's really the story of action speaking more loudly than words in some cases, and it's an introduction to kids of the Shroud of Turin.
What inspired you to take up this theme?
I have been a fan of the studies of the Shroud of Turin since the 1978 Shroud of Turin Research Project, which was led by Dr. John Jackson, a physicist from the Air Force Academy here in Colorado, where I live. And they studied the Shroud for days on end, 24 hours a day, and came back and gave one of the first presentations he gave. I was fortunate enough to be in the audience and to learn about the Shroud, this relic that very likely is the burial cloth of Jesus. It has an image of the crucified Lord on it that no one knows how that image got there. And in fact, it's a photographic negative on this cloth. And it's just absolutely fascinating. In fact, the back of my book, The Wordless Weaver, I put 2 pages of historical data in there so that parents and grandparents who are reading this story to children might themselves learn a little bit more about the Shroud and come to a deeper understanding of what it is. So this is a book that really appeals to kids and adults. And I'm very pleased that Dr. Jackson, who led that research project, he called me up out of the blue last week. He'd read the book, and he said that it was that the back matter was so accurate and easy to understand, he was blown away by the total package of the book, and he's going to introduce it to adult scientists at the American Confraternity of the Holy Shroud. So it's a book, it's a picture book, but it appeals to everyone.
Wow, that's quite an honor. Now, your illustrator was Caroline Baker Measure. Now, how did you work with her in coming up with the pictures?
When a picture book author writes the story, and if she's not an illustrator herself, which I am not, I can't draw a straight line with a ruler, the publisher, and in this case, that's Our Sunday Visitor, when they purchase the story, they get the illustrator, and they match the illustrator to that story. So they get someone whose style, and Carrie did a wonderful job illustrating this book. It's so moving, and you can actually look at the pictures and not even read the text and get a sense of the story. That's how beautifully done those illustrations are.
Yeah, I was wondering if, and when an artist does this, she's taking your ideas and giving a face to them, giving, you know, images to them. Did she spend a lot of time talking to you about kind of how you imagine this in your mind?
Well, here's a little tip for you. Authors and illustrators rarely interface in person during the creation of a book. Carrie and I have not spoken or emailed.
Really?
Nope, any communication about the illustrations went back and forth through our editor, and I would get rough drafts, you know, work in progress to look at, and by and large, I was totally thrilled with everything. A couple places where I needed to make some corrections so that the illustrations followed the story more clearly, but I would send those suggestions to my editor, and she would then interface with the illustrator, and that's how it comes together.
Well, it is an interesting thing. I think you owe her a cup of coffee, that's for sure, at least someday.
At the very least, yes.
Well, we can put some Danish in there or some, some biscotti. But no, the colors really jump out of the pages. It's a very colorful book, and it really does lay out, what's going on.
And it captures the mood. The colors she used really captures the mood of the story throughout.
We're speaking here with Claudia Cangilla McAdam, who has written a wonderful book called The Wordless Weaver, which is really about the death of Christ and how a young girl has provided his burial cloth, which we call today the Shroud of Turin, which has a fascinating history all in and of itself. And one of the things, Claudia, you say it's written for young people. You know, when we talk about the death of Jesus, it's often a very scary thing.
Yes, it can be, and it should be. I mean, his sacrifice was horrific, what he did for us. But I find that children can understand that and can grasp it and appreciate it. I have a granddaughter who's 3, and she understands that Jesus was hurt and died because he loved her. She doesn't understand exactly, none of us do, exactly what all that entails. But kids can grasp that concept of sacrifice. And actually, this book speaks to undertaking the corporal works of mercy, burying the dead, the cardinal virtues. This character has to exhibit some of the cardinal virtues as well as the theological virtues. So I have written a discussion and activities guide that I offer for free at my website, claudiamcadam.com, that anybody can access. And I go into what those virtues are and challenge children to put themselves in this character's place and think about what they might have done if they had been living at the time of Jesus.
You know, as I was looking at the book, Claudia, one of the things I noticed is that the name you give Jesus, you give him his Aramaic name, Yeshua, which is, translates into Joshua in us. I'm curious as to why you chose to use that, because, children might not know Yeshua. They definitely know Jesus.
Exactly. I think it makes it a little more accurate. It anchors it a little bit more in the history of the time and the place and the language. And in fact, I gave the little girl, I didn't give her the name Becky or Jane or some modern American name. I gave her a Hebrew name, Shira, which means song, which is an ironic take because she can't sing.
But that loom can. That loom can sing when you get her spinning, that's for sure.
That loom can sing. But I chose that name very specifically for her because it ties into what she can't do and then a blessing she receives at the end of the book.
But we don't want to spoil it. We're not going to spoil it. We're going to make him get the book to see how it ends. Huh? We know Jesus is raised from the dead, but what happens to Sharon? Boy,
exactly. Exactly.
Well, Claudia Cangilla McAdam, thank you so much for sharing with us your new book, The Wordless Weaver, which is published by our Sunday Visitor Press. Where can people find it?
They can get it either at osvcatholicbookstore.com or online retailers like Amazon or Barnes & Noble. They can ask for it at their local bookstore, and it can be ordered there, too.
And the study guide can come from your website, which is?
ClaudiaMcAdam.com.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today. We'll link that at our show notes at sacredheartradio.com. Claudia,
thank you. I
hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and thank you, Father, for your ministry. You give all of us great encouragement.